deadly disturbance near the U.S. Capitol. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Police in Washington, D.C. say a man rammed his car into a barricade near the Capitol this morning. He then started firing a gun into the air. He then shot himself to death. The U.S. is ruffling China's feathers again, less than 2 weeks after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan, enraging Beijing. A U.S. congressional delegation is on the island.
This delegation will meet with senior Taiwan leaders to discuss U.S.-Taiwan relations, regional security, trade and investment, global supply chains, climate change, and other significant issues of mutual interest.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. China responded to the speaker's visit by sending missiles, warships, and warplanes into the water and air around Taiwan. New questions about the search of former President Trump's Florida home. Sources tell Fox some of the items removed were covered by attorney-client privilege. Salman Rushdie's agent says the author's condition is headed in the right direction. Rushdie was stabbed Friday during a speaking engagement in western New York.
The 75-year-old renowned author lived under the weight of death threats for more than 30 years after he published the book, The Satanic Verses, which some Muslims consider blasphemous. It got him banned from Iran, and a bounty was put on his head after the Ayatollah issued a fatwa or death edict against him in 1989. In Iran, news of Rushdie's attack was praised by the public.
Fox's Brian Yenis. The alleged attacker is being held without bail. Another bus carrying migrants has arrived in New York City. Officials say 31 people were on board this morning. The governor of Texas has been sending migrants to New York and Washington since border communities are swamped. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Testimony is expected this week in Georgia from former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. The topic, efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
A grand jury meeting in Atlanta and charged with investigating whether Donald Trump interfered with the state's presidential election in 2020 is expecting to hear from Rudy Giuliani, who served the former president as a lawyer in the post-election. The judge overseeing the grand jury meetings will not allow testimony via video conference. The prosecutor suspects the Trump campaign and its officials worked to subvert Georgia's conducting of the presidential election in their state. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Conflicting information concerning a crime scene on a movie set in New Mexico. According to a bombshell FBI report, it appears the trigger of a gun that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins was pulled.
An accidental discharge test done by the FBI on the revolver in question has revealed it could not have fired without someone pulling the trigger. This is according to an FBI forensic report obtained by ABC News. The results of the test plainly contradict Alec Baldwin's explanation of what happened. In an interview with ABC News in December, Baldwin insisted, "While the trigger wasn't pulled, I didn't pull the trigger. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull the trigger at them. Never."
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Baldwin was filming the movie Rust. Some much-needed relief in the Northeast from the oppressive heat and humidity. It will be short-lived, though.
Temperature-wise, 70 here in New York. It's 71 in Chicago, 64 in Raleigh. Enjoy these temperatures. It is going to heat back up.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. Rain can be found today across South Texas. 3 to 5 inches are possible. Additional flooding possible in the Four Corners area amid a very active monsoon season. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.